Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Ask him to find me.
I bet he's working out.
No.
I feel like all the lines from
already worked out.
I just
want to
say instead of
brand.
I think all the
changes to me. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
That was the theme from Rugrats.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast, everybody.
Here you go, man.
This is episode 132 of the podcast.
How do you do?
Without any further ado, fuck it. Let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Mark.
Gustavi.
Keith.
LP.
Scott.
To Tins.
Chris Bog.
Cloud.
B-Woe.
Lauren.
Great. We're all doing fantastic on this wonderful Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of banter before
well,
I forget the mailbag.
We could talk about the plugs. Our sponsor is Cheezy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could.
And then
of course, Uncle Fun.
Thank and Chicago Costumes.
Chicago Costumes.
Thank you to all of them.
Thank you to all those sponsors.
Hi, guys.
Want to talk about the show? Last night's show?
You know what? Let's talk about last night's show. Wow. Can we talk about last night's
talk
show, actually?
Because
that crowd was nuts. Right? I couldn't believe how many people
We're referring
came
to
out.
Us to the Doctor Who show that we
Doctor
did.
Doctor Who's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
Very good. Sold
thank
out
you.
Crowd.
Everyone
thank
who
you.
Came, thank you.
I assume purely due to the promotion of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, maybe because...
That's Aubrey comes.
Maybe because right now, those people are listening to us on Stitcher Smart Radio.
Why are you holding scissors?
Where did you get the scissors from, Chris?
Never you mind. I'm going to slice into a little bit of info.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you slice with scissors. I don't think you do
If
that.
You don't have the Stitcher app, go to the App Store on your Android or iPhone or iPad, download Stitcher. It's a free app, and you can stream all your favorite podcasts. There's no downloading, no syncing. And you can get Octavarius. It updates every week with a new episode. Save us in your favorites.
Is something for your phone? You could do this is something I have no idea.
This is an app for your phone. All if you love if you listen to podcasts, the podcasts you listen to are probably found on Stitcher. They've got all the NPR podcasts, all the comedians, you know, Doug Loves Movies and Tom and Mike Eat Snacks.
And
all those ones are on Stitcher and more. It's a cool app and it's totally free. So if you're not on it, get it. If you have it, subscribe to the Octavarius podcast.
For sure, man. Thank you.
Stitcher. Stitch it up. It's bleeding. Anyway. Oh, shit.
What's going on?
What happened?
God, this is a special guest.
Boy.
Tins, you know you only have 132 strikes.
The question is, when is one more strike going to be too much? I'm seriously worried about my my position here. Well, anyway, I forgot the mailbag is what I'm getting at.
Well, I got you back, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Here, let me just take a...
Oh, wait, hang on. Let me turn up the volume on that.
This letter isn't as loud as I
That's
anticipated.
Okay. I'm turning you up. That is very confusing.
But nobody ever gets sick of that thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
This letter comes to us from one Goo Ni. It's Mr. Goo Ni. G-U-N-I.
That's really nice.
Must be Asian. Must be. And Mr. Ni, or Mrs. Ni, I guess. I'm not sure what Goo is.
Who the hell knows?
Mr. or Mrs. Ni writes, "Dear Octavarius, I have always and will always be a fond and passionate follower of your work. One of my favorite periods in our history as a people has been the 1980s, and some of the fine films filled with adventure, childhood stories, and perhaps romantic love that have come of the period. Do you yourselves find a reminiscent feeling when you approach those films? If so, would you please describe it, your favorites, and how they have affected you and your life as a performer and friend? Sincerely, Mr. or Mrs. Nee.
Sincerely, Mr. or Mrs.?
They didn't want us to know.
Oh, wow.
They didn't even want to know.
Maybe they're multiple genders.
They're married, whatever.
You're talking about all 80s movies?
I caught Goonies Adventure the other night on ABC Family.
Goonies?
Actually. Yeah. And one thing I noticed is Goonies has references to other films that were made at around that time. Like, they reference Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and Steven Spielberg
and Christopher Columbus.
A producer, yeah, and Christopher Columbus is in
Discoverer
that.
Of America.
Yeah. And, you know, Christopher Columbus went on to direct a bunch of 80s movies that are very nostalgic and kid-centric.
Do you guys think it's mean that his parents named him Christopher Columbus? Or is that, like, cool?
You know, as someone named Christopher, when I was a little kid, it pissed me off to know everyone would point at me and be like, Christopher Columbus! Christopher.
Really?
And I would get so upset, and I look back, and I'm like, why? That's a pretty odd... Like, he's a fucking legend in history.
He's a historic legend.
I got so mad.
Everybody pointed at me and called me a hamburger.
Hey, a hamburger.
But
you're a hamburger.
But now, I love hamburgers. Would you prefer to be called hamburger, though, is the question.
Or would you prefer to be a hamburger?
I'd probably be more famous if I was known as hamburger.
Well, there is that comedian Neil Hamburger.
Yes,
right?
He would be the most famous person named hamburger.
But
right
what if
now?
I was just hamburger?
Yeah.
There, I feel like you'd have to overcome a lot of obstacles before the mainstream of America accept a comedian just named Hamburger.
I just think it's going to be hard for you to get your name out there on the internet because there's so many things that love you.
And also, but like, look at like Carrot Top, right? Like, when you don't think of the top of a carrot when you hear Carrot Top. So I think Keith has a chance.
Mark, you're wearing sunglasses.
He's wearing the letter.
It's because I'm feeling real cool right now.
Today's letter was sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Did you guess it?
Okay, I actually have a very tender place in my heart for the Goonies because when I was in high school, we actually performed the Goonies for our school's group in TERP. I was a freshman. It was my first show, and I got to be the lead. I was Mikey Walsh, and we went
Which
to
one
stage.
Is that Sean Astin?
Yeah, he's like the everyman, who's like the
every
leader.
Boy.
Yeah, I got to be him, and we went to state, and we lost terribly at state.
To Princess Bride.
Yeah, you know what? The Princess Bride was also a very common group in TERP. Group in TERP.
What the fuck
for,
is group in TERP?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's
what group in TERP is? Yeah, it's a high school thing. It's kind of like a cross between speech
you
team and
know
drama.
You guys were never in high school.
You take like a play or a movie or a story, you condense it down to 30 minutes, and it's all done on a stage. There's just platforms.
Fuck, isn't that
there's
what
no,
we do? Don't
there's
we do
no, yeah,
that?
It's
everything.
Very similar. It's very similar. There's no props or costumes. You pantomime everything. It's a lot of ensemble work. You create stage pictures together. So if there's like an octopus, you'll all form your bodies together and create the octopus. You'll serve as environment. There's a lot of things that we do that you do in group.
Chris, why hasn't this ever come up in the years that we've been doing this group?
I also do.
He's talked about group interpolation.
But have you always compared it to an octopus? You know that's like our symbol, right?
I think that's just an example more than an embodiment of group and turf.
Well, use that example, Tins.
It's always a lot like an octopus.
But in group and turf, you like can't look at other people. Everything is out to the audience.
What?
Yeah, you can't look at each other. You do like the mirror image. You like both. You have a focal point in between you, and you both. Everything's out to the audience, and a lot of the time you have like one of those black speech books in your hands,
you know,
because it's all about telling a story. It's storytelling.
You don't have to memorize it. Is that what you're saying?
You do have to memorize it.
We did it without the books.
Yeah,
we did the complete history of America abridged, and we also went to state and lost terribly at state.
Seems like everybody can just go to state
because when we were doing our finals, one of the guys skipped like 15 pages.
Oh my God.
Oops.
So.
I've been recently trying to learn movies by memory, and then I go to the courthouse and just start performing them. I normally lose terribly.
Yeah.
So.
What?
I have to go to Springfield, though.
It's a pretty good what from the girls.
Yeah.
High five, girl.
I was also in Complete History. High five! I'm gonna
go with Mark.
You guys did it as a group in Terp?
No, it was our spring play.
That's what
McCullough
I first met
was in
Lisa.
It as well, yeah, as a
now,
freshman.
Okay, this for group in Terp, my friend Mike Keeney had the shittiest idea for a group in Terp ever, but he was convinced it would be amazing.
Schindler's List.
It would take place over 2 years. The first year you would do Back to the Future as a group in Terp. You would have to do it. You couldn't cast any seniors in the show because next year you do Back to the Future 2.
I think I've heard you
and so you can have the original GI setup that they did and have a second Marty McFly go, and you would recreate, like, action for action, word for word, same cost, same everything, of the GI from the year before.
In order for this to fully work, I assume the judges have to be exactly the same as before, correct?
Yes.
No one can, like, change schools or die or anything.
And the audience. Yeah, one of the kids can't just decide,
do some jerk
I don't want to do it next
die.
Year.
No,
he has to do it.
You all make them all sign fucking contracts.
The show is already cast. If you're Marty McFly, you're also Marty McFly. Your junior year, too.
Yeah, what if you move to Alaska?
Hope you don't want to play football this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a crazy thing, though, with in Hollywood with movie contracts. Like, you sign on, you know, like, to do the next 8 Spider-Man movies.
Yeah,
or
I have no problem with that because of dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's true. High school doesn't give you that.
Yeah, dollars make all of that easier. That's the difference between, you know, educational things.
But then some people don't like the like 3 movies in. It's like fucking A.
Well, that's what happened with Emma Watson and Harry Potter.
Oh, for real?
Did
she
not
like it?
She at a point wanted to get out, and they were like, it was after the 3rd
bitch,
movie.
Bitch, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they were like, you're Hermione Granger, you can't.
Ever.
I'm
like,
sure her agent
like
was
it?
Just furious about that.
Yeah. Dude, well, she negotiated and got more money.
Dude, I am loving the amount of sexy pictures she has on the internet, too.
She's very sexy.
Way to go, Hermione.
For an A
cup. You know what? When we all saw her, when we saw her as a younger person, we're like, she's going to grow up to be probably a pretty sexy adult.
That was an uncomfortable
problem.
I did not look at that little girl and think, I can't wait till she's sexy.
But people were. Like, they had, like,
and
fucking
countdowns
till she being legal. It's like, you but you think she's hot now.
They were like fucking Olsen twinning it.
You're a pervert now.
No, they did the same thing. When I first got onto Facebook, one of the groups I remember seeing, it was, like, back when Dakota Fanning was, like, 14, and the group was called I Wanna Fuck Dakota Fanning.
Whoa.
And there's, like, tons of people. And
in parentheses, when she's 18, of course.
No, I believe the exact quote from it was, like, Dakota Fanning, I want to bang the 14-year-old shit out of you.
Ew.
Or something. And this was just... But that was back when groups... You couldn't join groups from other
She's
schools.
She's a woman grown.
It was like a group at a certain school, and like it was closed off to the rest of Facebook.
So it was just Illinois State, since we went there.
No, a friend from a different school showed me this.
Okay.
It was not one of our derelicts.
Oh, okay.
It was from,
I'm sure
from
we had
some other godforsaken hell.
I'm sure we had a group somewhere.
I think ISU's was I Want to Bang Dakota
Fanning. Yeah.
No, it was I Want to Bang Dakota Fanning in parentheses ISU chapter. That's what they all
another parentheses.
Go
no
Redbirds.
Apologies.
Go Redbirds. Go Redbirds.
See, like, for ladies, I don't want to... I hope you agree with me, Lauren. There's no, like, 14-year-old boys where I'm like, ooh, I want to bang
him. Man, when he's 18... wanted to bang Justin Bieber when he was...
Yeah. When Bieber's 18, his dick is going to be so big.
What about
he's
the
already 18,
Twilight?
Yo.
Yeah, he's finally 18.
Yeah, Ellen had a birthday party for him.
Oh, yeah, was the wolf underage?
Yeah, he was like 16 or 17.
Taylor Lautner,
so,
yeah.
Lauren, you're a pervert.
Wait,
no,
how long?
I never liked Taylor.
Bullshit, like... Lauren.
First of all, how long have we been referring to Taylor Lautner as just the wolf? Have you guys been doing this without me?
Just Castelvi.
I just didn't have time to remember his name.
Just shorthand for Lauren.
Yeah.
How old was Jesse McCartney when you lost?
True.
Him? Oh, but I was young though.
She
okay,
was
how old was
she
he?
She was only 20 or 21.
He was 2 or 3 years younger than
no,
me.
I think we did this math once before. Where how old was Lauren when
there was
he
a,
was?
There was a point
like
where
20?
I was 18 and he was like 16. Yeah, that's true.
Was that
oh,
when
yeah,
you asked him to party?
Hot.
It's
I feel like it was 17, 15.
He was probably a little bit
yeah,
older
I thought it was
17. Because I was already yeah.
Do you party or do you like to party? Do you party?
I have the video.
Do you have the video?
Do you like to party?
Do you party?
She always alludes to the video, and yet I see no video.
I want to put it on.
God, give us that video. It's on like an old...
There's lots of ways to get it. If you give me that tape, I will get it.
You were filming him while you asked him...
Melissa was filming.
While you were trying
to incriminate him?
You were trying to solicit drugs?
Lauren, we will get this on YouTube. Lauren, you can bring me that tape.
We've tried in the past.
No, you haven't tried hard enough.
You've tried.
Did you hand them the VHS?
Did you give it to Mark yet? It's like a little digital eight. You know.
That's fine.
We can make it work.
We will figure it out.
I know exactly how to convert that.
Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
It bakes up nice.
Just let it cool. You just gotta let it cool.
Like, ooh, look, it's a nice SD card now. Yep. You just plug it in your computer. It's amazing. Can you do it?
Oh, wouldn't that melting your cameras?
Yeah, somebody needs to make the microwave for compression.
That's impossible.
Dude, it's fine, man.
That will never be a thing.
Science. Would you just?
Someone needs to make it. That's the problem.
Yeah, Tins. If you would spend all the time and energy you're spending doubting right now, if you spend that on research and development,
but this appliance is you put. It's science plus heat equals better science.
Yeah, that's just 5 seconds you lost out of being able to make this brilliant
invention. Call Thomas Edison mad, too.
Fine, I'll get on it. Give me 2 months. I'll get
Benjamin Franklin, these men's are mad to you?
These men's are mad to him.
At some point, I wish we could get Melissa on the phone somehow in there.
Just tell her to come to the podcast.
To recount the story.
We believe.
You know, it's really easy to prove it, Lauren, if you just give us that tape.
I do feel weird about liking Josh Hutcherson sometimes, because he is so much younger. But he's 19, I think.
Oh, that's fine.
Now.
I didn't know him really before.
Has anyone dated someone much older or much younger than them?
I'm doing so, yes.
Yeah.
What's the difference? It's not that much, is it?
Well, I mean, once you're at this age, I don't feel like there's a difference at all. I mean, I guess it's not that much.
No,
I mean, there's an initial difference when things start, just because that sort of thing's never happened to me before. But now we're just two people.
Right.
We're just two people that happen to have a lot of similar interests.
But it's never been vice versa. You've never dated
somebody. I've never dated somebody significantly younger than me. No. Yes. No.
I've been like a year or two younger. I don't think I can.
Never 5 years.
I think it mattered. But also, like, in high school, you know, if you're a senior dating a freshman, that's, what, like 20% of your life at some point?
If you were a senior dating a freshman? Did that happen? Yeah.
Or no, it would be 20% of her life different. Or his life. Depending on.
And then it got weird when they, like, went to college and you're like, oh, I'm stuck in high school.
That's got to be a weird fucking situation.
I never did that. Wait, Lauren, you were that lady.
Were you a younger lady, older lady?
Here we go.
She's totally old.
Story time.
Off the deep end with Lauren.
The boy.
You guys all know the boy, Lauren, Mike, that I went to high school with.
Okay.
Oh
yeah. We went to prom and. At the time, I just turned 18, but his birthday was later, so he was still, like, I think he still was, like, 15. Yeah. So, and then we got caught by the cops.
What?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Wait,
and I was real nervous, because I was like, holy shit, like, I could get in trouble. Like,
I'm going to jail forever!
You, like, in the car?
Statutory rapist. Lord, I'm
of all of us
then
in this
room.
Then
what happened? Where'd your relationship
go? That's why she's
go?
So afraid of it.
And that was destined to go nowhere. But,
how did it end? Or like, what happened?
The prom was awkward.
He threw a temper tantrum.
He laid down in the fucking mire. He started kicking and screaming.
He wasn't going to move till he got his bottle.
Or his binky. I couldn't hear what he was saying. He was still learning English at the time.
Threw mud at him until he shut up.
I feel like there's a lot
the
of, not a lot, but there's definitely a good amount of literature and movies about, like, super old dudes dating, like, 13-year-old chicks.
Well, it's just,
like,
that's
history.
That's not a history about
it. Yeah, that's how things were. You didn't have that long to live, and you were married off at 13.
But even, like every Woody Allen movie, and that's, like, in the 70s and
well, Woody
stuff.
Allen likes to bang young girls.
That's true. That's more of an exception.
That's different.
That's just his preference.
Yeah, he really likes young girls.
I think that's his thing.
Roman Polanski as well.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
I don't know. Both are kind of odd.
Both are kind of odd, but they're different.
They are different.
Oh, but in The Goonies, to bring it back, Mikey does make out with Andy, who was like...
That's right.
Supposed to be a scandalous. Mikey was still supposed to be like...
That's right. The girl was like was in high school, and I believe all the Goonies are what age?
Well, they're around like... I think they're like 13 or 14. Junior high. Yeah.
Or are they in puberty?
I'd say 13.
Okay.
Yeah, they're... But he was 14 at the time, and the girl was 18, because I remember watching the behind the scenes, and she was like real creeped out by the fact that she had to make out with a 14-year-old.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're in The Goonies.
It up and make out with the child.
I was 18.
He wasn't rude yet. Would be.
He was destined to
in
be.
In high school, I had to kiss a 14-year-old.
For a play?
Well, yeah, it was Arsenic and Old Lace, and I was... It was the main guy. I forgot.
What's his face?
Mortimer?
Bobby Arsenic.
Yeah.
Jill Oldless?
Yeah, that's just what you...
What do you do?
Shit. I always made a thing because I have a younger brother, and I always never wanted to date anyone that was his age or younger because they might see each other in school and know it, and then he'd get ridiculed.
I don't know.
I don't card everyone's guy. I'm a busy guy. but no, I don't think so. No, and at this point, it's every man for himself. You know, like he could go up to my level, go down to his level, lower.
You could sink to his level.
Sink to his dirty level, his filthy level, and then.
How much younger is Tiny?
Him like that. What?
How much younger is Tiny?
He's only 3 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
So you know, it's a small gap, but even that, but that 3 years, that's a difference. Yeah.
I do have to say, I've always been liked people around my age. Never really gone really far up, not really far, but I never liked probably anybody over 35 or something like that.
Are you sure? Some sexy older dude?
No.
Sexy professor or something?
Pierce
well,
Brosnan.
Yes, Come that's on. Who I'm starting to like.
What? What? What now?
You're starting?
David Tennant.
That's different! That's a TV fake doctor.
Yeah,
that's a time doctor.
But he's 40 something, I never.
I meant, did you have a college professor that you had, a crush on? Not, did you watch a TV show and somebody was super dreamy on it? Because that's your MO, Lauren. That is the story of the rest of your life.
Yeah,
probably. Anyway. But
never.
It's just Woody Allen likes young girls, Lauren likes TV boys.
Yeah.
More on TV.
Wait till you get more into Matt Smith, Lauren.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt Smith will be your guy.
Is that the new doctor?
That's the new doctor.
See, I found it was difficult to have crushes on 80s girls because they just seemed so... Something about the hair and how,
The fashion was just so...
Lighting is so different. They look like different human beings on the screen.
It felt like they were more unobtainable, almost mythical sometimes.
Well, in 80s... Okay.
Huge shoulders. That's what I like about women.
Show the pants.
Really cool dudes were in the 80s. 80s movies were about, this is the coolest dude on earth. Watch him do shit. And that was all your Top Guns, and you're all
your Revenge of the Nerds type scenario, where it was look at these people on the absolute bottom rung of social class struggle to finally achieve success against all odds. Rape someone in the funhouse or whatever.
Yeah, but she liked it. She liked it a lot.
That doesn't make it not rape.
She consented. She consented to another dude.
We had this podcast many times. And I keep talking. I love talking about it.
So many definitions of rape.
Oh, man. I get to talk about rape in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's one of the grayest zones in all of cinema, I feel.
Hey, man, it was the 80s.
Oh, man. It was a different time.
One of my old roommates would complain because his girlfriend loved old 50s movies where the guy and the girl were always so adversarial and they would always have witty banter and they'd be like how terrible they are, and then at some point near the end of the movie inevitably the guy just like grabs her and makes out with her, and that's when she's like, but I do love you.
It's like Pride and Prejudice shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pride and Prejudice, they admit that they like each other, I believe, before they actually
that, like,
do
if
anything.
That were to happen right now, the chick would like blast him in like the throat. And
yeah, I mean, like he's forcibly, like he's assaulting her.
And then the police would show up.
He's sexually assaulting her. She's saying how much she doesn't like him, and then he kisses her. And,
come over here, dame.
Yeah, and this, and
stick my tongue down your throat.
And she, the reason that he would bring it up is he would be so frustrated because his girlfriend would be like, that's so romantic. And he's like, what are you talking about? That's sexual assault. And she was like, but they liked it. They just didn't know they liked it until he kissed her.
I always take it the opposite. I take it as, like, those type of movies. I take it as, like, she really likes it. And they were, like, they really like each other, but they're, like almost have Much Ado About Nothing, like a Benedict and...
Wait, what?
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lauren.
Basically, just that they do really like each other, but they're playing hard to get, and they're, like, playing that they're fighting, and but they really...
Underneath.
Yeah, just to kind of save themselves.
Cover up.
But they've never said that. They've frequently said they don't want to kiss them and don't want to be with them.
I don't remember that.
It's instincts. It's all they've got the right instincts.
That's in the Prince,
women didn't have rights, so it was cool.
In the Princess Bride, there's total true love. She, there's no doubt about it. Both of them love each other, and so like the fun part about Princess Bride for me is that it's like it's the most modern fairy tale we really have. Mm-hmm. People, you know, people really dig that movie. Mm-hmm. And the ones that haven't seen it, you know, I don't know how they managed to miss it, but they did.
It was a funny movie as well.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It was really a book. That I did.
Yeah, but the movie is hilarious.
No, absolutely.
Now, do you guys ever, have you guys ever seen, like, movies from the 80s or even, like, the early 90s that when you saw them the first time, you loved the shit out of them, but you've watched them more recently and you've realized that they're terrible?
Mannequin.
No.
Yeah.
Never?
Yeah. I do feel that way, but I feel that the nostalgia that I have watching them over overrides that. I watch them like, wow, if this were to come out now, this has so many plot holes. Doesn't make any sense.
This is which movie are you alluding to?
A lot of them. A lot of 90s movies are like that.
Example.
But you
Face
know,
Off. Well, actually, even
but these
then,
are things that people love. Face Off was a box office smash hit.
But
you're
not
alone
bullshit.
In your love of shit.
This is.
I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
This is great.
The movie, and Castelvi knows this, and he hates this, the movie Gotcha.
Yes.
I love that movie as a kid. Have you ever seen Gotcha?
No.
It stars Anthony Edwards.
Either.
And I saw it as a kid. It was like
and the chick from Dogma is in that movie too.
Yeah, she's in it too.
No, the one, who's like, the one who was less famous but had a bigger role.
Linda Cardellini.
Yes,
that's her. From Men in Black.
Yeah, she shows her tits in this movie as well.
So
that was a joke that she shows her tits in a lot of movies.
Unnecessarily, might I add. Just one of the problems.
That's what they said, is that it was very unnecessary.
So yeah, there's this movie I loved as a kid.
Gotcha.
I loved it.
Gotcha! And exclamation point.
Now, it's a Wink movie. It's at like 86 or 87.
Okay, we don't have time to go through all this shit.
I'm just saying, it's a Wink movie. There's tons of Winks in it. They say gotcha all the time.
Awesome!
It's a really bad spy movie, and I loved it as a kid, and now I watched it recently, and the nostalgia, it's a terrible movie. And Castelvi hates it.
I watched it, I hadn't seen it ever, and he told me to watch it. Him enjoying nostalgia... Me being like, this could never happen ever in a million years.
That movie is referenced to constantly in the Dogma special features and the behind the scenes stuff. Because she's in she's in Dogma too.
Yeah.
And they kept referring to her unnecessarily showing her breasts. Gotcha.
Oh God.
Now
so
I understand.
It sounds like something Kevin Smith
would
do in a
commentary. The movie literally supports terrorism. Literally supports terrorism in it. Like the dude, there's like, tell me if I got this right. So this kid travels abroad,
right?
And with his buddy, who's in a gang.
He's in a
street gang,
yeah, he is.
Which is totally glossed over.
This is back in the day when gangs and terrorism were cute, though.
This is exactly what I'm saying. And so, and then the friend who's in a gang hits on women by pretending he's a terrorist, an international terrorist.
What?
And getting with these women, whereas Anthony Edwards, he hits on this one girl who's this the dogma chick, and she happens to be a spy.
This sounds sort of like Catch Me If You Can because I'm a terrorist.
Guy doesn't make any sense. And then it all ends, comes to a head when the terrorists come, or the spies come to America to get Anthony Edwards, and he has to use his paintball knowledge. You know that game Assassins?
Yes.
They in the beginning, they play that game, but with a paintball gun.
No, it's a dart
gun. It's a dart gun, you're right. It's a dart gun. So they're going around college campuses shooting dart guns at each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he uses that knowledge at the end, spoiler, to stave off the international spies trained with actual weapons, while his buddy uses his gang connections to help assist him in defeating the bad guys.
Gotcha.
Dude, the best wink I've ever seen is Oh my god.
They turn to the camera at the end and say,
gotcha.
That's great. Are Goonies or Princess Bride, aren't they both winks?
No, Princess Bride doesn't say Princess Bride.
Yeah, they never say it.
Yeah.
The Goonies very well may end with them saying the Goonies.
Well, because they are the Goonies.
Oh, I just love the part of the Goonies where he rips up the paper at the end and there's like a bajillion sheets.
No, Peter,
it's just like all of a sudden.
I did notice that upon like fourth or fifth viewing as an adult. I'm like, oh, there's like a shit ton of paper that's going around.
No signing ever! Then it's just like confetti cannons.
Yeah.
This is so great.
Oh god, what? That's so bad.
And then Chunk's like, he's like, Sloth, you're gonna live with us now. Like, who in the right mind would take Sloth?
Yeah, so what a gentle-hearted creature who looks unfortunate.
Isn't that Joey Pantoliano is in that movie?
Yeah. Joey Pants?
Yeah. And then
he wears a hairpiece and then it blows off, just like, God, in Tommy Boy. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
With David Spade's hairpiece.
He's like, don't tie anyone.
That's a Richard Donner movie?
What, gotcha?
Richard Donner, the...
No, Goonies
is Richard Donner. He made Superman.
Yeah.
And Superman 2. Oh, and Lethal Weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all of the sequels of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
I think I just recently caught up on, like, big 80s films I've never seen. Like, I just recently saw...
Is that on your bucket list? Catch up on all the 80s?
I have so many films to catch up. But I saw, like, Pretty in Pink, and it's actually, like, pretty fun.
I feel like that sort of thing's easier to do now with all the ways that you can stream movies. It's not... Like, I'm doing that with a lot of recent and some classic TV. Just, like... I feel like it's almost an obligation. Like, I... especially as somebody who kind of writes pop culture into so much stuff. It's like, I gotta see a little bit of everything. I need to be able to reference anything at least
some,
a little.
Some are so obscure now that you can't find them anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Not unlike Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I defy you to find that streaming. Someone
the
took
library.
The time and energy to fucking put Gotcha on the internet. No fucking way, dude.
That's how we saw it on Netflix.
No, we saw it because of fucking Comcast. It had Gotcha on its on demand.
That's right.
And you're like, we gotta watch this movie, dude.
I will find this.
And I sat through that whole fucking movie.
We gotcha watch it.
Oh, God. You know what? I watched the movie twice because you showed it to Jeff Barrios, Sid Mario, on his birthday, if I recall.
You said that like you ruined this whole birthday.
Well, I had a great time. It was horrible, and I was obliterated. So it was totally fine.
You know what kicks me out of 80s movies is that music.
That
really specific 80s sound.
Yeah.
I wonder,
that synth.
Yeah. Soundtrack was never good.
You know, the Princess Bride soundtrack, that score is not actual strings.
Gotcha. It is?
Yeah.
You can watch Gotcha? You all should watch Gotcha.
Yep.
Anyway, the Princess Bride score is synth. It's synth strings.
Wow.
It's all synth. It's all on some dude's keyboard. And he's just MIDI-ing it up.
Nice. Because that's what takes me out of a lot of 80s movies, is because the soundtrack is all synth, but it's not done well enough.
Like Teen Wolf?
Exactly like Teen Wolf. which is a movie that I'm sure some people have love it because of its nostalgia value. I love it.
Yes.
I love it because I wasn't introduced to it until you, Brian.
Yeah,
and we in it must have been in the first year of us living together. Yeah. We must have watched that goddamn movie 5 or 6 times.
Well, that was only after the first time that we thought it was too funny that we would do it again.
And then we tried watching Teen Wolf 2 and got did you? Maybe worse. A half hour in, and worse. We're like, you know what?
That's the boxing one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Man, I don't is it know. Bad?
And it's the dance number. The boxing with Jason
team.
Bateman,
they
right?
watch Teen Wolf too. The oh, boxing yeah. one.
But after that attempt, I think it was just like, you know what? No, let's turn this off. Probably in like 2 weeks, let's just watch Teen Wolf 1 again.
Teen Wolf though has a total. Well, as American Pie, Stifler is like exactly that Teen Wolf dude. Like with the guy with the dick nose shirt.
Yeah, what's his face? I know. Look it up, internet.
Styles.
Yeah, like, and even down to when they had to do sequels, that was like relationship to that character was always called like brought over.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess he was the Stifler of the Teen Wolf universe.
One thing, you know, that because Princess Bride always stuck out to me in the 80s as. Because they brought in so many different wonderful artists and different just great comedians. You had Wallace Shawn, who was a famous playwright. Well, not famous playwright, but he was an excellent playwright in New York.
Is that the writer?
No, Wallace Shawn is inconceivable.
Yeah. Oh, Vincini.
That was nice, Brian. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
He's ridiculous. And then they
against a Sicilian.
So they have this amazing. I mean, when you think about those bad guys, right? So you have Wallace Shawn, and then you have this New York playwright. Then you have Andre the Giant,
yeah.
And then you have Mandy Patinkin, this Broadway star, yeah. And that's the trio of evil people.
Billy Crystal's in it. He's funny.
Yeah, and Billy Crystal is placed with what is her name? Carol Kane, right?
Wait, I thought
Carol Kane.
Isn't
Carol
Kane.
Carol Kane.
Okay.
Is Carol she? Kane is call me crazy. Is that like the Forrest Gump chick?
Yeah, she's Jenny.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Making sure.
Yeah. Oh, the princess.
Yes. Buttercup.
Robin
princess.
Wright.
Oh, yes, you're
talking
Robin about Wright. His wife? Billy
yeah,
Carol.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
That was the other great comedian.
I
was talking
about guys.
As a mainly.
And just odd personalities they threw in that film. They had Christopher Guest as the six-fingered man.
I love Christopher
and
Guest.
Then
he didn't play a particularly funny role in that movie, though.
No, he didn't.
He plays a good serious.
He was like a good sinister guy.
Yeah.
And a few good men, too.
And, God, I forget the name of the comedian that played the torture man. I want to say he's Latino.
Yeah.
So you'll know him, okay.
He's like, why not you, Castelvi?
I have no idea.
You're exempt.
He's in National Lampoon's European Vacation. That guy?
Yeah.
I never saw that movie. I heard it sucked.
Peter Cook?
No.
European Vacation?
Child,
I hear European
fun.
Vacation was like the worst one.
No, man.
No.
What about the Vegas
one?
Was fun.
No, it was good.
Was fun.
Oh, no, wait,
what about the other
one?
Bad ones?
Wally World
was
the
worst
one.
No,
European
was
Chevy Chase was in every one, so.
No, I don't like any of the National Lampoon ones.
What? Not even Christmas
not
Vacation?
I don't even like Christmas Vacation.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. I just
the original?
Christmas Vacation's like alright. I can totally watch it, but I just feel like they're not as good as so many other things. And I don't know.
Do they have a Hanukkah vacation ever?
That's probably why.
Mm. But no, but they have a Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, it's just sour grapes, Mark.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And why don't they have a Passover one?
They're
Passover vacation.
Yeah.
Never came up. Never
the Griswolds are definitely pretty
good. Yeah, I think what it is, I don't like when movies are branded like National Lampoon's something.
Well, there. Yeah, now I feel like
what about
that.
Broken Lizard. Do the same.
Well, Broken Lizard is a. Is
a movie.
Well, Broken Lizard is
a
sketch troupe.
Presents Octavarius.
Yeah, but
National Lampoon is like. It's just a vehicle for shitty movies now. And I feel like it used to have a lot more prestige, I feel.
Like they had the magazine, right?
Well, yeah.
That was their big thing.
Their big thing was National Lampoon Magazine. And their biggest selling magazine of the National Lampoon, their biggest selling issue was, it was like a cat, and then they had a gun to the cat's head, and it said, buy this magazine or the cat dies.
Nice.
Oh my
God.
It was a dog.
Or this dog dies. And that was their biggest selling issue. And the people that wrote Lampoon Magazine, Harold Ramis was one of them. God, I forget the other fella that worked for it. But he was in Animal House. And he wrote Animal House with Harold Ramis. They wrote Well, yeah, I mean, they were responsible for all those things, basically.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like it from... And this happened to me with the John Carter movie. All the advertisers were like, Disney's John Carter.
Yeah, that's awful.
And I don't know what it is. Every
well, if you
time
don't like
I
the brand, then you see that.
But I've even seen it with
there.
Brands that I do like. Like, things I respect. I just don't like that it's somebody's movie. Like, just tell me the title of the movie, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I could
I mean,
that.
Unless it's like part of a series, you know,
if it's
like
paramount to
the Lord of the Rings,
of what kind of movie it is.
But that's how they sell the movie. If you don't know
like
John
Muppet
Carter,
movies.
You go because it's
I know.
Likewise,
by
if
the Disney name,
likewise, if you really liked Broken Lizard Super Troopers, you're probably going to go see Broken Lizard Beer Fest.
Was John Carter? Was that what was that rated?
It couldn't have been that bad.
PG? Yeah, well, because you see the Disney title and then just immediately equate that to Disney
and
film,
that,
so you can bring your family, I can do this when I don't need to know much
it's
about John
probably
Carter.
Probably of a certain quality.
Yes, of a certain ilk, as is Broken Lizard. It's going to be at least a comedy, probably R,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be this, that,
and
other.
And I don't know what it is. I just, every time I see that, I assume that they had to sell out for marketing. Is
well, like
Pixar.
To
I'm sure
yeah,
that
Pixar
market,
does it for everything.
But they do Pixar. Pixar's Up or Disney Pixar's Up they, like that's the name of the movie
no
but they advertise it that way because the John Carter the oh. name of the movie was John Carter wasn't
no,
it
no,
wasn't
but
Disney's
like,
John
it,
Carter
but all of like the logos that they would put on things were like Disney's John
they
Carter
they do that for Pixar movies
I think they do that for a lot of Pixar
yeah.
movies
yeah
because you know that if it's a Pixar movie, it's going to be
yeah.
At least of a certain level of quality.
Steven Spielberg films are generally billed.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg.
I don't like that when they only produce it, though.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? You didn't really...
Well,
you don't know.
You know what? There are a lot of rumors about, like, Gremlins, and then also even with Goonies that Spielberg helped out. And
he didn't
things.
Fucking do any of it?
Like, well...
Besides throw a bunch of money at
On Gremlins... The big rumor is that he directed Gremlins.
Oh, they did?
He secret directed Gremlins?
Yes.
Or like basically
what?
Told him what to do.
Who yeah. supposedly directed Gremlins?
Some fucking guy that Eric they Gremlin. Said was not good, and there were a lot of issues
was
on the set.
Was it Chris, or did he write it?
No.
Joe Dante was the director.
Yeah,
of
Joe Dante.
Oh,
that was it. And there
that
were like issues. I mean, that happens a lot. They'll have somebody come in and save the thing, and then they won't really credit them. They'll just give them a producer credit or something. They'll shuffle it somewhere.
Joe Dante did Small Soldiers.
Because then what you have to do is if you're credited as a director, you're in the Directors Guild, you have to be paid X amount of dollars, and, you know, all these things have to happen. So Steven Spielberg avoided that by advising Joe Dante what he should do all the time, apparently.
Hmm.
And that's the thing with Gremlins, supposedly. And with the look, you know, of Goonies, although it is a Richard Donner film, it very much, the visual style is very Steven Spielberg. You know, a lot of it's golden hour, you know, warm light, it's...
And it's the kids on the, like, that was such a great genre of 80s movies,
yeah.
It was just like, kids on an adventure, and...
Yep.
Yeah, like Stand By Me.
Hook was 90s, but Hook
was really 90s.
Adventures in Babysitting or
yeah,
Never Ending Story.
Yeah,
or...
Adventures in Babysitting.
Never Ending Story does not hold up.
No, I found
oh,
that
God.
Out recently.
I have not seen it in a long time.
I really haven't seen it in a
second
long time.
Grade.
I don't even think I remember the whole movie. I know there's a flying dog and the story can't end.
Yeah, that was the thing.
The movie is still happening.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid thinking.
Is that right?
That's what
I saw Speed not too long ago. That fucking movie is ridiculous.
I love that movie.
I watched the whole thing and loved it, but I was like, this is fucking crazy. Half of that bus, Keanu.
Yeah, the guy, well, he was an evil genius.
Yes, I had to accept that in reality to continue watching the film.
I wish it paused and made you hit okay on that to continue.
Do you accept this premise?
Most movies are just, you know, bonkers stuff, because bonkers stuff is just way more fun than everything.
Normal.
It's way more fun to be bonkers.
Bonkers
it's way more
stuff
fun
sells.
To buy into a group of kids, like, going into caves to find pirate treasure, and they're chased by... thieves in a like a mutated man.
Wait, when is this?
Yeah, that's the thing. Sloth is like, you know,
it's not very politically correct.
No,
he's
not. How
he's
human
dropped
is
his head
he?
As a baby. If
is,
I recall.
He's 100% human.
Yeah, yeah he's
yeah.
human. He's just mentally challenged. Is that the deal? He was dropped
that's
on his
thing,
head.
Dropped
right?
on his head. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like a fully... Like,
she's brain damaged. What the fuck happened to... Why does he look like that? What?
He's brain damaged.
Does he work out?
Maybe he's never seen light.
Yeah, he's a monster.
And that turned him into a deformed trollman.
Shit happens.
Man, shit happens. Thank you, Klaus. I was exactly going to say that.
Yeah, and that was...
Because he says the fall, and then he like clutches his eye, like the fall made his face deform. So
yeah,
I don't know
that's
what
I assume happened.
Maybe
that the mother was not a reputable.
Well, she said
mother.
That she dropped him several times.
Yeah, so maybe.
And they were really outright about like, okay, this is the fat kid. Everyone will reference that he is the fat kid a lot. And
yep.
then this is the Asian kid. And he's gonna be really Asian.
They're friends, so which is good. It was a step towards progress that they were all friends. But they, as friends, they often talked about their stereotypes, which of course took it back to, you know, a step backwards.
Oh yeah, back
to all
we never do
back.
Ever.
Yeah, wait, that's I grew up like that. What are you talking about? I was
as
always
a premium
like the,
or Asian.
I was always like the Jewish, you know,
the
runt
Jewish
of the litter.
Well, you know,
were you haggling with everyone?
No.
I think back in those times when like movies were like. Becoming really popular, like 70s and 80s, and this like whole wave of movies that was happening, and them having more like friends that are like multi, regional, I think just showing because some people, you know, in Tennessee, I didn't meet a Jew in like ever, just didn't. So some places like you know maybe it is better to at least give like a positive appeal, and then you give them that general stereotype because they don't even know anything different, but at least it's a positive stereotype that's fun to get that person less afraid or less angry at a different race, which is, you know, to be expected.
Did they show, I wonder if, like, Fiddler on the Roof showed in Tennessee at all?
Yeah, like, no, it did. I remember seeing that play as a musical when I was a sophomore or a junior.
Like a touring production of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember being like, I don't get it.
Come one, come all, see the Jew play. Actual Jews.
Because so much of it hinges on you knowing, not that much, but like a little bit about
well,
because
you only
learn
about Christianity down there. Actually. I just didn't know, I didn't understand. I thought they were just Bible people. You know? Wasn't sure if they were still around.
What's your guys' favorite 80s movie?
Fuck, I gotta know 80s movie. Because sometimes
gotcha.
The line is...
Because
sometimes it gets into 1990.
Yes, well, because... Well, 80s, like Empire Strikes Back with
1980. I'd say like...
Oh, Indiana Joneses are in there, too.
Yeah,
like
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
You mean like shitty 80s movies?
Yeah, like 80s...
What's your favorite... Movie? You know what my favorite... I guess it's a shitty movie, but I love it. I love Better Off Dead.
Oh, it's
a
crazy
John
movie.
That one with the $5 kid.
$2.
$2, only $2.
$2.
Lauren, are you a Dirty Dancing fan?
Of course I am, girl.
Oh my god,
yeah,
that was
sure.
just on. I can't stand that shit.
What?
It's like guilty pleasure. Oh. It's good.
Ugh,
I can't see
it. My mom and I would watch it on TV all the time. Like,
see,
I
didn't watch it until like high school times. But I'm like, oh, it's so cheesy. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the 80s just like irritates me, actually, in hindsight.
I'm
glad I
and
came.
It's hard.
So, well, Back to the Future was in the 80s.
I mean, the 80s had some great movies. Let's call space.
I'm looking at an IMDb list to get an idea of some of
the
better
hits of the
80s. Yeah, The Breakfast Club was in
the 80s. I did not
care
for the film.
Top Gun, certainly.
Short Circuit was for sure in the 80s.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Star Trek III.
Michael Keaton.
Star Trek III.
Michael Keaton, Batman.
Yeah.
Was that in the 80s or
89?
It was 89. That was great. A wonderful film. And there's probably other...
The Terminator, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Was RoboCop.
That was the
80s?
Yes.
RoboCop had the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I think Who Framed Roger Rabbit might be one of my favorite 80s movies.
It's wonderful.
It's a beautiful
film. It's a fine film.
You know what else is a good movie? Princess Bride.
Wow,
bringing
thank,
it
thank
back.
I just
you,
I just remember that's what the podcast was about.
That's right.
One of the things.
Yes.
This is that movie. I've still never seen The Princess Bride.
Well, then, fuck. What? Why'd you bring it up?
I've not seen
nothing
it.
To say
I mentioned
about
earlier
it.
How McCool hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I could use to watch both again.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Well, Princess Bride is usually on. I feel that movie is way more popular.
Did you say it's
movie.
Usually on?
Yes.
I defy that immediately.
I don't watch it. I own the film, but I see it like at least three times.
Like, Castelby, if The Princess Bride is on any channel after the podcast, I'll give you
$10. $10? Make it $500.
Make it $5.
Because you don't do it because you know there's might be a chance.
I'm not gonna
Princess Bride is on.
I'm not going to put $500. That's a month of rent for me.
Well,
fuck
you. Just take it. Chica Limbo's the one.
Castelli, if The Princess Bride is on more than 5 channels immediately following this podcast, I will give you
$20. You have a shitty track record with bets with me. That's why.
Yeah, I'm due up, Castelli. I've had a dry streak and I'm due for a home run.
All right,
wait, who won the bet last time?
Castelvi won the bet.
he rather famously won the bet. Oh, and Tins had to buy a mistake dinner.
The next one is that lightsaber bet that we have, a seafood dinner, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to that podcast to remember what the bet was.
I think it's like in like 20 years.
I think it was in like the year 2050 if lightsaber technology actually exists. Then
seafood
maybe
dinner.
Seafood dinner.
Seafood dinner, because I was like, I already had the steak. I'm gonna get seafood next.
Man, you better fucking hope that shrimp prices don't rise by 2050.
We have lightsaber technology, but there's only like 100 shrimp left.
That's right. That's one of the problems with the future.
It's okay. There's gonna be new like water bugs we can eat.
Yeah, we'll have to get.
Ocean is huge, man.
Dude, the ocean is huge.
No, I want jumbo Gulf shrimp, Castelvi.
Fine, I'll give you a bunch of water beetles. There's a shit ton of them.
I don't want water beetles.
That's all we got.
I'm allergic to the water beetles.
Well, I'm sorry.
Seafood. Bugs are lobsters are like giant bugs. What the
shrimp
hell?
Are bugs.
Of sorts.
Shrimp or bugs?
I don't consider alligators live in water. Alligators aren't seafood.
I would defy you that they are.
Are hippos seafood?
Hippos is seafood.
Who eats fucking the hippo?
What?
Hippos are fish.
Hippos is fish.
Hippos is fish.
A kid has hippo food?
Porpoise is water
bear. Porpoise is water bear.
God damn it. Fine. If you win that bet and you want to buy me a hippo dinner,
yes!
Fine.
This is going to be
I'll eat hippo.
Wait,
are you talking about like on your TV screen Princess Bride is playing or like in the world Princess Bride?
No, I mean like on RCN right now.
It's a good chance, man. You don't know.
Because Netflix is always
I wish.
Does not count, Mark.
Does not count.
This is my $5 on the line.
This is $5 not on On Demand and Comcast.
What? I don't know about that.
I'm positive about that because I had to go rent it.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
You know what movie didn't come out in the 80s? Happy Gilmore. You know what it's about? Golf.
Did Caddyshack do?
Oh,
Caddyshack came out in the movie. It came out in the movie.
But that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about golf.
I can't play golf. My hands are bad.
Well, hopefully she'll help you out.
Yeah, hopefully
she'll talk about hands today.
Yeah. We're segueing into it. Now, of course, we're going into our segment, Cloud Gives the Weather.
Yay! Yes!
What?
What's the weather like, Cloud? What's the weather going to be?
Tonight's weather is slightly cloudy with a chance of hippos coming out of the sewers. Tonight, there's going to be slight sprinkle showers. Yep, rainbow sprinkles. And then tomorrow in the morning, expect to wake up to skies full of demons.
Wow, this has been Cloud Gives the Weather.
You guys gotta catch me up.
There's nothing to be caught up on.
I thought that she would simply look at her phone and get the weather.
That's exactly what I thought that was.
No, those
be.
Hippos.
I literally have my thing up right now.
People are flushing baby hippos down the toilet
as we
speak. And then just, they're growing.
I don't have any idea what the weather's like today or tomorrow.
You are not prepared until midday tomorrow.
Oh my god.
She said it's partly cloudy. What more?
With a chance of hippos.
Yes.
There's I tell it like it is.
The ancient sailor parable.
It's gonna rain.
Like, red
rainbow
sky
screens.
In the morning, run from the demons.
I would love it to
I'm
rain.
Just,
rainbow
I'm just
screen.
Telling you it's real.
It would hurt.
Have you read Sailor Man? Chance of Meatballs? Not cool.
The movie I'm told is funny?
No, it's terrible.
I saw a movie and
I
did,
read the book.
It was bad.
When I was a kid.
It's like 8 pages.
Yeah, so it took me a couple of weeks.
I didn't know anything about the weather, you guys. That makes me feel pretty dumb.
Not yet.
No, it doesn't. You idiot.
No, I mean, I'm
Hold
just saying
that
I feel dumb. I'm
oh.
not trying to segue.
Oh, I'm sorry,
like
Mark.
An idiot.
Well, thank you.
You know,
just,
folks.
Thanks for sharing.
You
maybe
know,
I'll get smarter as I get older.
I don't know.
Ah, there's the segue. You know, folks, we record this podcast every Monday live on livestream.com/Octavarius. So you might be listening to us as we're recording on Monday, September 3rd. But otherwise, you're most likely listening to us as we're released on iTunes and Octavarius.com this Friday, September 7th.
And Stitcher.
And Stitcher.
And Stitcher.
Which means if you're listening through any of those venues, we have some very special birthdays to announce.
Mmm, yummers.
If it's today, happy birthday, Taryn Goodge, right?
No, that was in the past.
It's like, what was that,
that was
last
days
week?
Ago.
Although
days
she
ago.
Is listening in the chat room
well,
right
awesome.
Now.
When was your birthday?
This
Taryn?
Today.
Just today.
Happy birthday, Taryn.
Goodge. Happy birthday, Taryn.
Goodge. From the past.
And now on to the future.
Or the present.
Happy birthday. Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Kevin Love, American NBA basketball player.
There we go. Happy birthday, Mark Pryor, American baseball player.
Hey, good. Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Evan Rachel Wood, American actress.
Hmm. Your happy birthday, Shannon Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Yeah,
nice.
There we go.
Sexy person.
Nice.
Hello.
There's a lot of footballers who have a birthday today.
There are.
I just have birthdays too.
Football or football?
Football. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. There aren't a lot of famous birthdays today.
Yeah, we actually
birthday,
have said
Louis
several,
the Second.
So.
Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth I of England, born 1533.
Happy birthday, Devin Sawa.
There we go.
Happy birthday, He's Buddy still... Holly. Happy Buddy birthday, Holly. Gloria Gaynor. Happy
are you
birthday,
serious?
You all. Yeah, you
How
guys
are...
go with
I think you're on the wrong date.
Happy birthday to the Queen of England, the first.
I just said that! Yeah. She was born in 1533.
I was stumbling through. I couldn't find the right website.
Shit together, Bo.
But man, this has paid off. I found so many great ones.
But, you know, it really pays off and we're feeling great right now.
Yeah, I think we should stop right now.
I love this special feeling. But I would feel even worse if we didn't get to the other side, if we didn't do it justice.
What's
as,
that?
Well, as you all know... As you all know, every time...
You're right.
I gotta practice
this. I can't
even... It's the best part of it.
After all, every time somebody is born, another must die. For that's the rule.
Of course.
Lovely.
Otherwise, Earth will burst.
Them's the rules, man.
And so, to the family, friends... And fans of.
Oh boy,
I love it when
you want me to take one.
Cool.
Please do, because I'm choking.
Warren
here.
Zevon, I was listening to Warren Zevon the other day. He died today.
And to the family and fans of Keith Moon.
I just saw that
one of the best drummers.
That is
oh, sorry,
very
off,
good Keith
Moon.
Michael Clark Duncan,
famous Keith.
Michael Clark Duncan in the past, a few days ago.
Was it a few days ago? I thought it was today.
Well, today in our present, not in the listener's present.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
their present's different.
To the friends and family of Rombout Hoger Beats.
Oh? Yeah,
apparently he was like some really famous lawyer.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, dude. And now that we're done with that delightful segment, as always.
The only reason we keep that segment around is because that intro to the segment, I feel.
I feel that is true.
I like the whole event.
I like all of it.
I've grown to love it.
Hey, Mark, you still feeling dumb?
No, actually, that helped me out a lot.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, I guess I'll just wrap up by saying, please follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at Octavarius. Mm-hmm. And once again, pick us up on Stitcher. If you use Stitcher, it's going to be very handy. I hope we get a lot more listeners that way.
They didn't even sponsor us yet.
No, not yet.
No, but they did tweet about us, and that was nice of them.
It was nice of them.
And, oh, you know what? We got some time. The man of the hour can't be here right now for this podcast, but I will allow us to go into Octavarius's 10 words of wisdom.
Pinnacle
of
perfection
can sometimes
be
alarming.
Said
the
monster.
This has been Octavarius's
10 words of wisdom.
Suck it, Makula.
We had Lauren as the anchor.
And it made sense in everything.
It was perfect. All right, everybody, we are actually out of time. So, again, thank you for coming to the shows. Come to this show.
What is this show?
This, when is it?
No, what is this
what
show?
What is it? What is show?
Show?
It's going
Gimbo
to be...
show?
What is the official title, Lauren? The Princess Goonies Bride?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. So take a guess at what the themes are going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. And every Sunday, from now until question marks, at 7 p.m. at the Comedy Sports Theater... 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois. That is going to do it for us. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week.
Run for your life.
You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.